Whatever the cause, this aphoristic habit of Nietzsche's was to result in a style unparalleled throughout Europe during the 19th century. This is a large claim, though Nietzsche would certainly have agreed with it. The 19th century was an age of great stylists, but with the exception of the French enfant terrible Rambo, no other writer sensed the coming linguistic revolution, one of tenor rather than felicity. In Nietzsche's prose you can hear the coming voice of the 20th century. This is the language of the future. But all this didn't happen at once. When Nietzsche wrote Human, All Too Human, he was only beginning to find his voice. Even his ideas had in many cases yet to find their mark. This work is filled with an amazing range of psychological aperçus. The fantasist denies reality to himself. The liar does so only to others. The mother of excess is not joy, but joylessness. All poets and writers enamoured of the superlative want to do more than they can. A witticism is an epigram on the death of a feeling. But in the end it all becomes too much. His admirers objected that he wasn't writing philosophy, and they were right. This is psychology, though of such quality that a few decades later Freud soon decided against reading any more Nietzsche, for fear he might discover there was nothing left to say on the subject. But the mixture of aphorisms and psychology doesn't make for a coherent, extended work. Beneath the psychological aperçu, there was little underlying train of argument to link the aphorisms. So Nietzsche's work was branded as unsystematic. It was never to lose this tag, which is unfair. Because of his aphoristic style, he may have appeared unsystematic, but his ideas are as coherent and closely argued as those confined within any of the great philosophic systems. Yet, of course, he was unsystematic, in a sense that his philosophy spelled the end of all systems. Or should have. But there's always someone willing to have a try. At precisely this time, Karl Marx was hard at work in the British Museum. Despite its flaws, Human, All Too Human marks Nietzsche's emergence as the finest psychologist of his age. Some feat, considering his lack of social experience. He was essentially a solitary bird. In the normally accepted sense, he scarcely knew anyone. He had no real friends. Throughout his life he retained a few close admirers, but his self-obsession prevented him from entering into the give and take of true friendship. So how did he acquire such profound psychological knowledge?